So there's an epidemic of fools going crazy and shooting up schools with weapons that would make Deadpool say whoa. The president, Congress, governors, mayors give a standard response, their thoughts and prayers, but ask them to do something concrete, they'll say no. We defend the Second Amendment, they say. It's a shame your kids got blown away, but freedom is the most important thing that we've got. Well, listen up, all you manly men. I've said this before and I'll say it again. We and our kids have the right to not get shot. Our kids are more important than your guns. Your bump stocks and your Glocks don't trump our daughters and our sons. You love the Second Amendment. Well, we love number one. Our kids are more important than your guns. Now you keep yelling how you got the right to be ready for any kind of a fight, that the Second Amendment overrules other laws. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. I hear that and I can't help but cringe because you ignore the modifying clause. It says you're supposed to regulate a militia to secure a free state, which means two things that you've deliberately missed. It's talking about muskets, not a machine gun, certainly not an AR-15, and before you get the darn thing, you're supposed to enlist. Your guns aren't more important than our kids. You've watched too many Steven Seagal Red Dawn Rambo vids. You're supposed to be Americans, quit acting like the Huns. Our kids are more important than your guns. Now some of you say that you're ready to fight against our government cause they might try taking over our country in its darkest hour. Seriously? If that's your reason? Brother, you're already talking treason, and I hate to tell you, but the government's already in power. You forget that we've always had the solution, a living, robust constitution, which keeps us from being 50 combat zones. And you crank saying pry them from our cold dead hands. You also forgot that you have no chance at all against the Army's combat drones and tanks and air support and tactical nukes. How's that freeze-dried 90-day emergency food supply taste right about now? So you're gonna vote and bribe and lobby to protect the world's most dangerous hobby in spite of the carnage in our streets and schools. You yell and froth and spit and spray, you're trying to take our guns away! But that's a lie, we just want to tweak the rules. You shouldn't be able to buy at the store a weapon that was made for a war. Besides, what you gonna hunt with that thing, Jason or Freddy? A yearly test to keep your skills current, locked storage boxes, gun insurance, and if that don't work, sign up and serve already. Our kids are more important than your guns. Do you need that to go shopping for hot dogs, beer, and buns? We're not yet discussing penis size, but we can go there, son. Our kids are more important than your guns. Our kids are more important than your guns. How come you need so many bullets? Barney Fife had one. Don't carry around your cowardice. Be brave and face the sun. Our kids are more important than your guns. Our kids are more important than your guns.